Hey everyone, welcome to Charlotte. Mike Wobshaw, Vikings.com. Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen. It's PA and Wobby in the lobby of the team hotel. We have landed, we have arrived in advance of tomorrow's game, which of course kick off noon Central Time. You can catch the game on the Vikings Radio Network. PA has his depth chart, which he's been working on all week. So PA, what's interesting on the game calling depth chart that you will use when you're calling the game tomorrow on the Fan?
I appreciate that. First of all, we're way too far away from each other right now.
Well, I mean, when you are 10-2, the opposing team tries to do a lot of different things to throw you off their game, including trying to separate us, but that ain't going to work.
Yeah, I feel like I got bad lighting here, and Wobby got all the good lighting, but there's not really any good lighting that could eliminate three chins. The game calling depth chart, noon tomorrow, KFAN radio, be there for the boom. You know you are good when you have things transpiring that are of the historical perspective ilk.
Okay.
For instance, the Vikings have won 8 consecutive. If they win 9 consecutive, they will do that in season for the first time since 1975. Mm. The Vikings have won 5 consecutive road games this year. If they win 6 consecutive road games, they will have done that for the first time since 1974.
Ooh.
And finally, if the Minnesota Vikings beat Carolina tomorrow, we win the NFC North, which I think officially, at least of late, makes us Kings of the North.
It does.
I mean, we will have won 2 of the last 3. Yeah, so 2 for head coach Mike Zimmer. That officially makes us Kings of the North.
1974, like, gas was 45 cents a gallon.
Wobby wasn't born.
I was not born yet. Aww. The Rumble in the Jungle was happening. Jim Catfish Hunter won the Cy Young in 1974.
The Rumble in the Jungle in Zaire.
Like, that's what was happening. The last time the Purple People Eaters was who we were.
Yeah, and the most popular beer originated from this part of the country in Georgia. It was called Billy Beer, made by Billy Carter, Jimmy Carter's younger brother.
Amazing. So that's what we're talking about. Now, to get it done, what do we have to do?
You know what? There are many ways to skin this proverbial cat. I think it's going to be an incredibly physical game. Carolina is in a very precarious spot in the NFC South with New Orleans losing the other night, Atlanta getting the money. The Carolina Panthers, I think, are going to make this a very physical game. I'm not predicting fights at Vikings.com, but I do think it will be that kind of a physical game. I think they're going to mix it up. That's about the only way to put it. Which Cam Newton are we going to get? The two we've gotten against Mike Zimmer, quite honestly, have been awful.
I hope so.
I mean, he has 1 touchdown, 4 interceptions. He's been sacked 12 times, 8 last year, 3 by Everson. Now, in his 2 previous against the Vikings before Zimmer got here, we call it BZ, he had 6 touchdowns and 0 interceptions. Mm-hmm. So, young Cameron, he can make the throws. He probably has the best arm talent of any quarterback in the NFL. But he's like this. He's like our flight from Minneapolis to Charlotte. He personifies moderate chop.
Now, with no disrespect meant toward D'Angelo Williams, the Panthers do have a running back and an offensive weapon now that they, of a caliber they have not had in these Mike Zimmer matchups. Christian McCaffrey, the rookie.
Good point.
A legitimate bona fide rookie of the year candidate. I think Alvin Kamara has a better chance of winning it, but McCaffrey is in the race. He's been really good. And I think he has like a team record for rookies for receptions in a season.
Yeah, they've had good running backs here over the years. And Christian McCaffrey, the rookie from Stanford, he was the 8th overall pick in the 2017 draft. He already has established a Carolina Panthers running backs record, period. Mm-hmm. Not just rookies, everybody.
Wow, okay.
For receptions, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns within a season. Now, running is very key to Carolina. The Vikings give up 17 points per game, second in the NFL, and 77.7 rushing yards per game, also second in the NFL, Wobbs. Now, Carolina has run for 188 yards per game and 7 touchdowns over the last 4 games. And during that time, their record is 3-1. That's what they want to do. They want to fool you with the read option. They want to run with Stewart. They want to throw and run with McCaffrey.
Yep.
I think we're suited to handle that okay because Limbaugh hungry.
Yeah, he is hungry. Let's flip the script. Our offense, when we're on the field going against this defense, I believe.
Let's flip the depth chart.
Now, here we go. This is a debate topic.
Yeah.
What's the best part about Carolina's defense? I will start, and I will say it's their 3 linebackers, although one's out. Shaq Thompson is out. already been declared out.
Yeah.
But it's Luke Kuechly and Thomas Davis in the middle of the field. Luke Kuechly, three-down player. He has sacks. He has interceptions. He has passes defensed. He's got fumble recoveries. He's got touchdowns. He can do everything. I think that's the strength of their defense. What say you?
I think it's Luke Kuechly, A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. God bless Thomas Davis. He's football immortality. Likewise for Julius Peppers. Think about this. Julius Peppers, NFL Defensive Player of the Year in 2002.
Still playing.
And he went to the Super Bowl after the 03 season. Still playing.
Yeah.
8.5 sacks. Here's the deal. Up the middle, they have tackle star Latulele, Kawan Short, Vernon Butler, and this rookie named six-year guy named Kyle Love,
yep.
and Luke Kuechly. And our center, Pat Elflein, was limited in practice all week with a shoulder. So, you know, that definitely bears following up to this game. Now, Wabi and I in the Vikings locker room were chatting with an offensive lineman Friday, yesterday, and said offensive lineman, when bragging about Kuechly, said he's quite honestly one of the smartest and
instinctive
players this person's ever seen.
Yeah.
And he cited a couple of plays in Falcons and Saints games where they ran plays and he knew exactly what they were running. He's a scholar of the game. He's one of the best players in the NFL. And this offense will have to get around Luke Kuechly for it to score.
Lastly, and hopefully Mike Prefer's around the corner somewhere listening, because he'll
love
this. I
got a good second quarter nugget for you, too, later.
Okay. Special teams and complementary football, a really key stretch in last week's game where we punted, pinned Falcons inside the five.
Yep, at the two.
Three and out by our defense.
Yep.
Offense takes the field at midfield, drives down for a touchdown.
It's my favorite moment of the year.
Complementary football. Last year against Carolina, the safety that Danielle Hunter had against Cam Newton came after a punt inside the five-yard line.
Yeah.
And so the special teams and the role they can play very important in this matchup. And if you think back to the 2014 game, we had two blocked punts for touchdowns.
Yeah.
Special teams always seems to matter in this matchup.
Well, big time. Marcus Sherrills had a punt return touchdown last year.
Yeah, yep.
And, you know, Marcus has zero this year. In fact, he hasn't had one since October of last year against Houston. And he also had that one here in Charlotte. Hopefully he gets one. Their kicker, Graham Gano, 23 of 24 on field goals. He's hit 11 in a row.
Yeah.
Now, our kicker, Kai Forbath, at one point this year made 17 consecutive, so he's really good too. That second quarter nugget for you, because good teams do this.
Yeah.
This is why I bring it up, and we've noticed it a lot lately in Vikings football, where they win the toss, they defer, so they get the ball to begin the second half. And we score at the end of the first half, and then we get the ball to begin the second half.
It's very Belichickian.
The Minnesota Vikings have 50 points this year in the final 2 minutes of first halves.
Wow.
Number one in the NFL. Carolina has 42, number two.
Ooh.
So that's a sneaky nugget as we approach halftime tomorrow, because these coaching staffs and these veterans, they know how to handle critical moments like this. I'm so excited for this game. Can't wait.
All right, good stuff, PA. This game is a weird cross-flex deal, so it's on CBS, and it's a big game. So we have the number one crew, which means?
Yep. Yeah, Paul Allen, Pete Bursich, Greg Coleman, Ben Lieber, Vikings Radio Network. Yeah, I get it.
Hello, friends. Jim Nantz.
Yeah.
Along with Tony Romo,
that's
calling
great.
The game. But
great.
What we recommend you do is listen to the game on the Vikings Radio Network.
Well, Nantz has done everything. My God, he does the Masters. So when Nantz talks, turn it down, listen to us. When Tony Romo talks, you got to hear that. I mean, he's going to be diagnosing plays. He's unbelievable.
He's elite.
He's in the lobby right now, and Wabi wants to end.
We're going
to
go meet him.
In the lobby to go meet Tony Romo.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm super
Tony
excited.
Romo. He be has there, everything. We have nothing.
Be there for the boom
With Tony
on
Romo.
The fan. With Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, Pete Bursich, Greg Coleman, Ben Lieber. Kickoff, noon Central time. The pregame show with Muss, 10 a.m. start.
10 a.m. Vikings Game Day Live, 10 a.m.
10 a.m. start.
With Hobie Artigue and Ron Johnson.
Locally on Fox 9. All right, that's it. Wabi and PA in the lobby is over. Thanks for watching. Stay tuned to Vikings.com the rest of the weekend, because we are your place for the best Vikings coverage. See ya.